with a young women's volleyball team this year. The Pac-12's Arizona Wildcats are definitely a work in progress. The Cats are 5-3 after dropping matches to top-ranked Texas and Notre Dame last weekend. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? Thank you for checking in on Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime online for all the info you need to give and support the show at WWIB.com. Longtime zone assistant and former pro player Rita Stubbs is back with me today from Tucson. Thank you, Rita, for taking time. You have a very young team, like I said, out there. How do you help these ladies get comfortable away from home and family there on campus at the U of A, while at the same time, you know, going to classes and learning a new volleyball system with some new teammates?
The first thing I always do is just be honest. I tell them the pros and cons. I tell them the good and the bad and tell them how to navigate through it. If you are making volleyball your sole source of happiness, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be unhappy. You got to have your outside foundations that are going to be there for you no matter what, be it being involved in FCA, being involved in AIA, being involved in the different groups we have here on our within our athletic department, Men and Women of Purpose, or going further and being in clubs for your major. That is how you, in my opinion, survive in college. I remember my freshman year, I went home every month. I redshirted my freshman year, and I went home, came in August, went home in September, October, November, went home in December and stayed there through January because of Christmas holiday. And then went home for spring break in April, and I just found myself not ever really adjusting to what Arizona had to offer because I was trying to be in two places at once. And so I explained that to the young ladies, that when you're here, you have to be here completely. And, you know, what about home makes you homesick is what I always ask as well. And they'll go, oh, my mom's talked the way my mom talks. So I'll call the parent and kind of find out what the parent would say or what that sounds like, or maybe it's a favorite blanket, or maybe it's a favorite song. But just find different ways to be able to bring in what they miss from home to help them get acclimated to here. And then I just expound upon all the greatness here in Arizona. Tucson's a great place. It's a college town. There's a lot of energy. Everyone wants to see the athletic department do well. So there's constant support. And, you know, we'll go out weekly and, or every 2 weeks actually, go out and just have coffee with them and talk about everything but volleyball. So you got to meet them where they are as people so that they can feel like when all else fails, because you're going to struggle in your sport, let's be honest. You're going to struggle at some point because you're not always in control of what it looks like. So we have to be able to relate to them as individuals to make them feel more comfortable and more at home in that sense. And that's how I believe you grow it.
Yeah. Well, you've been there before. All Pac-10 player. It was Pac-10 at the time you played back in the 90s at Arizona. How did you wind up down there in Tucson from Cleveland, Ohio?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I have to always tell people this. I played volleyball by mistake. A friend of mine asked me one summer to go to the park, and she was like, oh, we're just going to play around, play volleyball, and hang out. And I was like, oh, okay. So I went, and lo and behold, it was with a high school coach that I was going to, and that's how I got started. It wasn't like I understood it or knew it or anything. And Arizona was the only school that offered me a scholarship, a full scholarship to play. Every other offer I had was for basketball or track, and I didn't like running, so I didn't really want to do the track thing. And I didn't like people always being on me, so the basketball thing was out the door as well. So I took this one offer that was provided to me in volleyball and came here. And like I said earlier, it was a struggle for me in the beginning because of where I was raised and what I was around. Needless to say, where I came from, it was the inner city of Cleveland, Ohio, where things weren't always just nice just because. It wasn't bad. I had no idea that it was bad when I was in it, but it's just different in comparison to what it was coming to college. And so I got here, and I didn't know how to run a quick attack. I was in middle, so anyone who understands volleyball, I was middle, and I didn't know what a quick attack was. We weren't quicks in high school by mistake. So I had to go in this handball room and just work on my arm swing. And I just remember the coach saying, we're going to redshirt you. And I said, okay, I don't know really what that means, but they thought I had promising. So I had promised. So they allowed me to travel on several trips during my redshirt year. And he told me, I'll never forget, the assistant coach told me, he goes, by the middle of the year, you're going to be frustrated because you're going to feel you can be out there playing. Where in the beginning, I didn't think I belonged out there because I had no idea what I was doing. But lo and behold, by the middle of my redshirt year, I was like, oh, I can do this. I understand this. I'm a very visual person. So once I saw it at a higher level or saw what was supposed to be done or saw the cool things that some of the people were doing, oh, they could hit a ball straight down, that became my challenge. I'm kind of like a guy in that sense. They'll see something and they'll go try to do it. That's how I am because I'm always curious. And so, you know, we struggled that first year with the our previous coach, and Dave came in, my current boss and my coach when I played, and he told us we were going to beat the likes of UCLA and beat Stanford and beat USC, and we were just looking at him like, you're crazy. We just went 0-for in Pac-12 play. But okay, but he came in and he believed, and he knew how to talk to a group of people, because there was many people on the team like me in a lot of ways. There was people on the team that he knew how to talk to get the best out of us, and what we were competitive.
Yeah, it's Dave Rubio. You're still your boss out there at Arizona, longtime head women's volleyball coach. All right, again, we're running out of clock here with you, Rita, so can we get you back on the next show and talk about your amazing story, fighting a personal faith in Jesus? I mean, this really turned life upside down for you. You are were a self-described angry black woman coming to the U of A as a freshman there out of Cleveland. And we'll unpack your story on the next Sports and Commentary. So thanks for being here today. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.